By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers are nearing an agreement on an almost $750 billion aid deal addressing the economic impact of the coronavirus. The aid package is based on $908 billion proposal unveiled by a bipartisan group of senators and will likely set aside the two major points of contention between the parties, business liability protections and state and local aid. President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach an agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of almost certainly will need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said on Tuesday President Donald Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. Well, the White House announced that Vice President Mike Pence will receive the COVID-19 vaccine on Friday. There was no immediate word on when President Trump will get the vaccine. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. Meantime, the approval process of the Moderna vaccine is now in the hands of the Food and Drug Administration's Advisory Committee, which meets on Thursday. If the committee gives its approval, the FDA would grant the vaccine an emergency use authorization. The FDA also granted emergency approval of an over-the-counter COVID-19 test developed by an Australian-based healthcare technology company. The self-administered home kit returns test results within 15 to 20 minutes through a smartphone application. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo quarantining after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for the COVID-19. The State Department had said he had tested negative but was being monitored. Via remote, this is VOA News.